Welcome to Ask My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year, I love you, say goodbye. You're going to school, and that's okay. Yum, 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 I just love you.
Welcome to Optimize My Life. Today is Hometown Heroes, and so we always start the week on a high note. We talk about kindness, we talk about things that you do, and what individuals do in the process to make their communities, their areas, their families, and themselves a better world. No matter how big or how small, any little impact that you make will have a ripple effect to change someone else's life. And I get the honor and the privilege to have a special guest on today, a former vet, former Army soldier, former veteran, the leader of the Urban Spice magazine, part of the anti-bullying movement, an entrepreneur, and someone dedicating his life to make the Atlanta area a better place and help empower small businesses to get their voices out there and help other small businesses be able to bring in more business. Terrell Wicker, how are you doing today?
Is he on the phone?
Hello? Can you hear me? We can hear you.
Is he? Okay. Is he on the phone?
Yep.
Okay. Let me tell you a little bit about me.
So, yeah. First of all, how are you
Terrell?
Doing?
Terrell, is that you?
This is Buchanan on the phone with you.
Hang on.
Go ahead.
Terrell coming in as a special guest. Terrell, are you there?
Okay. Sure.
Terrell.
Yep, he didn't call in yet. But
okay.
Since Terrell can only be with us for a short amount of time, we also have another guest, Joe Buchanan, who is another person that's a mover and a shaker. And we'll talk with him a little bit later down the in the show, because he has a powerful story.
Let me check with Terrell and see if he's having a problem getting in, Mary. I'll be right back home.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello, Terrell, you here?
Yep, I'm here.
All right. So.
Awesome.
You missed
Mary, let me throw a couple of snowballs. I know you're up in Minnesota. Let me throw a couple of snowballs at him real fast, because it's cool when somebody reads a bio or resume about somebody. There's an old saying in the Bible, I may have done what they said I did, but that's not really who I am. You'd have to really get to know this man. So, Terrell, if you don't mind, I'm going to rock you real fast, turn the mic over to you, because people are not always who they appear to be. But when you came out of the military, I got to know you in a very short minute of time. And after understanding that you used to jump out of the planes to help protect us, you hit the ground running and ran right into the school system and never stopped pace since then. I don't know many Afro-American men that actually take the time, and anything that's important to you, you always find time to do it. I've never seen another man in my life here in Atlanta that takes more time for their family than you. With your daughters, not only are you a prayer warrior, their father, it's kind of like you have a spiritual anointing around you that protects them like their bodyguard. So, Terrell, not only have I had the privilege of being around you, sitting and eating with you, watching how you treat your daughters and watching how you treat other people, I've also got a chance to see how you treat yourself with much respect. So the reason I invited you and Mary allowed you to come on the show today is, to me, we call you unsung heroes, people that do extraordinary things on ordinary days without a pat on the back or a high five or a certificate or plaid or trophy. We know that you're doing a lot of incredible things, so I'm going to stop because I know you stopped what you was doing to come and share some of your experience with us. So thank you, Spirell, for welcoming you to the show. Thank you for being in my life, but thank you for being one of those role models for some of us Afro-American men that are not taking care of their families in MIA, but you're still right on the scene, right on top of the scene, but you're always somehow you're behind the scene. But, man, we congratulate you. We applaud you. We love you. And take the mic, Terrell, and tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, and how you have made your life as a better world changer.
Well, thank you, Country Boy, and shout out to Mary as well for allowing me to be on the show today. I appreciate you guys, man. I'm Terrell Wicker. I am a entrepreneur, I guess they say daddy manager. I am also a graphic designer. So I wear a couple of different hats. But right now I'm really trying to be, as I always have, working in the community and bringing, you know, hope and just some encouragement to people of all ages, especially the youth. I work with my daughters. I started off with Urban Spice Magazine, and we are a community magazine based out of Atlanta. We also online, and we just, you know, work in the community to give kids, teenagers, young adults opportunity as far as music, film, you know, journalism, you name it, dance, entertainment, just to give them a stage and a platform that if they, you know, normally don't have, that we're able to create that for them. And that's really how the Wicker Twins, my daughters, they got started in the business through Urban Spice. We have a couple of other people, Lil Didi, he played in a couple of movies, a couple of other people that's come through our platform. And we just, you know, like I said, we just open the doors to as many as we can and give as many as we can the opportunity to thrive and to, you know, enjoy life to the fullest.
Now, you're working on relaunching the Urban Spice magazine. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, we are.
For people who aren't in the Atlanta area?
Yes, actually we kind of went down, I guess, like everybody else during the pandemic. And because businesses shut down and our main outlets was through small businesses in the community, it kind of, you know, set us back a little bit. But we are about to relaunch Urban Spice. And it's just, like I said, it's a community-based magazine centered around helping people, businesses, networks, you name it, just to give them an upper hand and to give them a platform to stand out in the community.
Wow. Well, before Urban Spice, T, I'll be the first to say that what you're doing in the magazine industry, I won't say it's never been done before, but to a lot of, we don't want to call everybody a small business. But if you can't afford to be on TV, can't afford to be on the radio, print media was so expensive, Terrell opened up gates to small business owners that had never had that platform before. And throughout the city, too, being able to do it for well over 10 years and keep it as a free, did y'all hear that word? A free publication was crazy. And Terrell, I'm going to say, throw another cliff note on and give it back to you. Your spiritual insight and your vision for the magazine and how you was going to grow things actually was international, if I can spill the beans on that, Terrell, online before most people knew what the internet was, before you ever came back locally to print. And now we're getting ready, when you say relaunch the Urban Spice magazine, being able to network those businesses, hair salons, chiropractors, doctor's office, dentist offices. These are the places that he inquired as a distribution point. So the magazine had a lot more visibility than most local magazines would ever have. And most magazines wasn't just handled one time. If you put it in a doctor's office, that might be 60 to 100 people that read his magazine every day and then put it back. So we're getting ready to be real excited about what you're doing. But Terrell, let me back you up one more time. We just kind of, I throwed Mary out there as being a warrior. But tell us, Terrell, we're going to get back to the magazine. I know you got to go, but tell us a little bit about the military. You said you was in the military, man, right, sir?
Oh, yes, sir. I am actually a disabled vet. I served in the U.S. Army. I was airborne, air assault. Was stationed at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, also Fort Lee, Virginia, and did basic training at Fort Leonard Wood. And also airborne training at Fort Benning, I'm sorry. And so I've been around a couple of cities, a couple of states. I never went overseas, but I did my time in the military and got my honorable discharge and came on out and started, you know, working in the community.
And then Mary just asked you the question about the magazine. Tell us again a little bit. I know when I pick up the magazine and I said music, fashion, film, dance, these are all the things that our children, the children, the next generation love to do. How did you come up with the concept on what you was going to actually do with Urban Spice magazine? Share a little bit more about the magazine with us, Terrell, if you don't mind.
Well, the magazine came being in the early 2000s, and everybody was on MySpace at the time, and there was Facebook had really just started generating, so we moved over to Facebook and started doing promotions. We took out, I mean, we had about 200,000 or 300,000 followers on MySpace, and we took that over to Facebook, and from Facebook, of course, we went to Instagram. But we started off with Facebook, and we just was able to generate a big enough buzz for, you know, people to promote their business, their companies, their projects, whatever they was doing in the community. We gave them an opportunity, not only, you know, locally, but throughout the world as far as the internet. When it first kind of, you know, kicked off and people was, you know, posting and sharing you know, we caught a hold to that real early and used that as a way to get our brand out.
Now, Mary, I don't mean to be so rude today. Go ahead with your question, Mary. But before I go, one more time, Mary. Mary was sent into our lives at the Hope Foundation, kind of like breathing new life into our organization. They said they were going to use the children in the confines of wives. That's just not written. It's actually happened and taking place. Mary's 8-year-old daughter, who's specially gifted, autistic, if I may say so, she is the voice that launched a campaign called the International Kindness Campaign that we was talking about 2 years ago. And then I know you have a question, Mary, but I was going to just kind of throw a curveball on him because with being a children person, working into the school system, and now have identical twin daughters, the Wicker twins, T-W-I-N-Z, you can find them anywhere on the social media. Tell Mary, and I'll let you go ahead with your question because it's kind of going to lead into, we had a head-on collision because Terrell and I was talking about the anti-bullying pain that he was launching. Mary over here on this other side, she's way up in Minnesota, I'm down here in Georgia, is launching an international kindness campaign. Doesn't cost you anything to be kind. Now I'm going to throw it back over to you, Mary, because I know you had a question on the tip of your brain, and Terrell can go in any direction you need for him to go in.
So my question is more about the magazine first. Now, if you're a small business in the area and you want to advertise with you, who do they contact or how do they get a hold of you to be put into the magazine?
Well, you can actually right now go to my email address, which is terrellurbanspice@gmail.com. You can catch me on Instagram at Wicker, W-I-C-K-E-R underscore T-W-T dad. And actually we, our Facebook, I mean, our Instagram page was stolen from us. We had maybe about 70,000 followers on there. So we've been kind of wrestling with Instagram to try to get that back up. But like I said, right now we're in the process of relaunching and getting everything back together. But you can reach me at those outlets to start off with.
So, give me one
second. Mary, before he has to go, let's talk a little bit about the anti-bullying and the kindness campaign that we're kind of going to unite together, because the Hope Foundation is what started with Joel Griffin about 20 years ago. We set up on 8 major pillars so we can tell people that we can assist them in all 8 major areas of their life, starting with faith. We know that that's the top of your list. We don't question your religion, your denomination. We broadcast to 78 different countries and 40-something different languages now, but we push faith right up front in everything that we do. Our faith is too legit to quit. Number two, we look at the family, because family is the most important thing in this world, regardless on how you look at it. Mary has set up a new platform now to where on Mondays we usually talk about health being your first wealth, and we put health, water, nutrition all into that category. If you're going to have energy, you got to have somewhere to run it to. We got affordable, attainable housing for first responders and veterans, and now we're tired of seeing our vets standing on the corner begging for money. So we're getting ready to start build more affordable housing for our veterans and our senior citizens that are being put out of the neighborhoods and stuff that they grew up in. Later on in the week, we usually have a travel day so people can actually experience traveling around the world, which includes arts and entertainment. And again, Terrell, that's where the magazine comes in, talking to people in areas that they're really interested in. So we have arts and entertainment. And then when you get to the bottom of the list, which is really not bottom of the list, we also have to make sure and include education. We're not just re-educating the people in America, our children. We're having to re-educate the parents. Why? Because we have no hidden agendas or hidden motives on what we do. We have every intention on blessing you in the areas of your life that you really, really need blessing in. And again, back over to you, Mary.
So, and the summary of this radio show, there's links to the Instagram page, the Facebook page, and the email for Terrell Wicker. So if you are interested in sponsoring or be part of the magazine and the launching of the new magazine or the relaunch of the magazine, here's every avenue to get a hold of him as possible to work out some kind of deal and how you can be part of the new launch and get your business, and no matter what you're doing. Now, you guys, you work with and market with coaches too, right, and other avenues of businesses, not just the mainstream ones?
Right, right. Well, we do every type of business, you know, home-based businesses, corporate, you know, local businesses, mom-and-pop shops. So we do it all.
So,
can I ask you a quick question? Can I ask you a question?
When yes,
you do that, do you get sponsorship? Because I know that you're giving free service to help people along the way, but it could be sponsorship where people can come in and to keep that ballot going on while you're giving service to people to market their thing. Now it should be that some of the people should come in and sponsor you to help launch it up so that it can become useful for a lot of small business, because everything can't be done free. It has to be that
right.
My responsibility to come in and help somebody, or somebody helping me spiritually, I should be able, whatever I can contribute, I should be able to do that to keep you giving the service, because you're giving them a platform, because advertising costs a lot of money to do
right.
that and to stream it and to put it out there in publication, to put it out there. So while you're doing that, and some sponsorships should come in and assist you so that you will be putting all your money and all your ideas and all your hard work into something that you stuck with, that is a beautiful gift that you stressed out, because idea promotion, it can become stressed out when you don't have a lot of hands coming in helping you.
Right. Terrell, let me take that one if you don't mind. Joseph, that's a good point, but that's not what we're pointing out today. Terrell didn't get into the magazine business to make money. What we did do is open up a platform that nobody was offering the small business owners. They do pay to be in the magazine, but if I had to do the mathematics of us printing 25,000 magazines and putting them in distributions all around the city of Atlanta, and if I told you it cost you $150 to be involved in that, if you divided your $150 into 25,000 magazines, that means it would cost you a fraction of a penny to be affiliated with us. So, we understand that there's a money-making aspect, but the way that Terrell and Reggie, his business partner, utilize the community and the people and the platform of having print media. So when we say we have distribution in the dentist's office, the chiropractor office, the barber shop, we didn't pay for to be in these places. The people that we put the magazines in there, if we're in the chiropractor office, the chiropractor wanted to be in his magazine. If the people, if you're selling ribs on the corner,
so
that's what we're doing. So this again, this is the last part. The kindness campaign that we launched says the golden rule, that's our partner, treat other people the way that you want to be treated. The Hope Foundation, our new president, we have something over here. We call it Hope for You. That's what we call it. The reason they let me become the mediator and bring in people like you and Terrell and the whole family comes together is that we all have one thing in common, our Father. It's a blessing to be a blessing. And if everybody could bless themselves, then we wouldn't need each other. So this is why, this is my last one. Joel Griffin allowed me to say we call ourselves super friends. We're super friendly, we're super kind, but we work together to help bless humankind. We've been able to connect with people from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and we allow everybody to come in and love their very, very best. And that's why I said Terrell's doing it over here. I've never even met Mary. She's my best friend right now. She's in Minnesota. I only met you twice. And you work for 10 years. So this is what we're doing, you guys. Back one more time. We're putting together where every single person, regardless on where you're tuning that in the world, it's a blessing to be. And if everybody could bless themselves, we wouldn't need each other. If you put too many people around you that are like you, they compete with you. They don't complete you. We're here that you share enough to care enough information with you so that you know what you need to know in order to be able to grow whatever area of life you're in at the particular time. Back to you, Mary. Back to you, Terrell.
Yeah, and I think I understand what he was saying. And what a lot of people don't realize, when you had Ebony and you had Jet, if you look at Ebony and Jet magazine and you turn on the back of the cover, they usually had Marlboro cigarettes or some liquor sponsor that was sponsoring the magazine. We don't want to do that as far as Urban Spice magazine. We want to do more, you know, more conservative or community-based items that don't, that ain't set to destroy us or set to, you know, to mess up our health. So we're trying to stay away from those companies or branding opportunities to help pay for the magazine to be distributed. But we are always looking for sponsors and the right sponsors that can tag along with us and brand along with us as we brand, they brand, and we bring our community into the, you know, the situation, and they can use our community to, you know, sell product or to promote product or to promote services. So I definitely understand what you're saying.
You want sponsors that have a positive image and a positive impact that go along with the image and the brand you've established for your company.
That's correct. That's definitely correct.
Right. That's what you want. That's smart. That's beautiful, because you want people who have that vision and want to help the community, not to bring poison into the community.
That's correct.
So that was a good question, Joseph. Thank you for asking, because it did bring clarity to what our situation really is. We know that news is not news anymore. I ain't even owned the TV for almost 30 years now. We call it NEWS, that you can USC. My granddaddy used to tell me, country boy, if you can't say nothing good, don't say nothing at all. So what Urban That's right. Spice was doing is they were spicing up the community by collaborating and bringing all different types of cultures in, all mm-hmm. different types of businesses in. And what they was doing, again, in the magazine arena, in the community, has never been done before. Even when you talk about those national magazines, they wasn't hitting the ground and they wasn't doing home. Mary's first question was, can we do what you're doing in Atlanta? Is it duplicatable that we can do it in another city? Most certainly. Their vision board already has 14 other cities. I used to love to say it when they say we're coming to a city near you.
Near
but
you.
Keep in mind, Urban Spice is digital. They're digital.
Right.
We're going to be able to give you community topics, things that people care about, people that want to know about. We'll be able to give you news that you can use regardless on where you're talking about in the world or residing in the world. If we talk to you about health and nutrition mm-hmm. and give you wonderful recipes, this is what we're mm-hmm. doing, you guys. This is why I say we're super friends. Everybody,
I love that.
Here's my last one. We say it down here in the Dirty South. Ain't nobody can do what you do, like you do, when you do, what you do. And we just feel honored and privileged just to be able to do anything with you. We don't care. We're calling you out. Every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl, we're coming together to help make for a better world.
I like that.
It is all about the positive impact that you can make. And, you know, it's like I said when you're on the show, any impact, no matter how small, is going to have a ripple effect mm-hmm. and change your environment to change the world. You know, the misconception is you have to go big. You don't. Baby
no.
steps, little things are just as important as huge steps.
And we're not talking, Mary's also telling everybody, too, there is no such thing as failure, you guys, not when it comes in life. There is a lesson in every blessing. We're going to do it, and we're going to do it until we're going to do it until we get it right. Now, Terrell, I know you're going to end up having to exit here a little while, but let's not throw it into a negative conversation here, because we're getting ready to talk about bullying real fast. Why? Because one of my mentors, and I quote Dr. King, says, I've been around the world more than one time, and I'm probably going to go again. And I've seen all different types of evil. It's a never-ending battle, good versus evil. He says, I've seen all different types of cult. We've been standing around watching our kids, our children, our brothers and sisters get bullied. He says, when is kindness going to show up and fight the battle against evil? You guys, this is what we're doing. We're not getting ready to start another fight, but when they say is enough, is enough, is enough, that's what we're getting ready to do now. There's not going to be a bunch of those, excuse my French, religious people standing around on the sideline and watch our kids get bullied. It's time for every man, every woman, every boy and girl to stand up and take a stand on what we're doing to make it stop. Marvin Gaye says in the background, and I'll hush, the world won't get no better if we just let it be. We got to change the world, starting with you and starting with me.
Oh yeah, definitely. That's what we, how we kind of started with the Wicker Twins, by getting them in schools around the Southeast, doing non-bullying tours and speaking to the kids about non-bullying and nonviolence, and actually the girls just became the ambassadors for the Martin Luther King Commission in Arkansas, the state of Arkansas. So we go to the state of Arkansas, which has a very high crime rate with their youth, and we go into the schools and to the community and preach nonviolence and non-bullying. And we also, of course, perform because we want to meet the kids where they at and give them an opportunity to see. The girls are social media influencers with over probably about 5 or 6 million on Instagram and 170,000 on YouTube. So the kids know them in all these cities. And when we come there and we talk nonviolence, it motivates them. And, you know, basically being that the girls, of course, they're small, so they have been bullied, and they tell their stories, and, you know, the kids can relate to that. And, of course, we know that there's bullying on a huge scale on social media, so we have to deal with that as well. So we talk to the kids about that and encourage them that they can be anything and do anything, just have to keep pushing and, you know, get past all of the negativity and just think positive. So that's how we, you know, work in the community as far as to stop the bullying.
Awesome Spice, Terrell. Awesome Spice, sir.
I love what you do. I love what you do.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, Mary, it would be
yes,
a
sir.
Good time that if you throw a little spice in there and just give them some cliff notes on what we're getting ready, not getting ready, we're already doing when it to what you and your daughter, we call her the little princess Ariana, who's a specially gifted person, who help us come up with a kindness club. Mary, can you give us a little bit on about what the kindness club is and what we're actually doing? And that's why I said everybody can do what they're doing regardless on where you're at on this planet, regardless on what state or city you're in. We're going to be working together because I told you, in case you missed it earlier, we all have something in common. We're about our father's business, yeah, our father's business. And enough is enough is enough, and we're getting ready to make it stop. So, Mary, tell us a little bit about what the kindness campaign and what your vision is for kind of recapturing and retraining and push the refresh, the renew, re-energize button on the mindset of America on what can be and what actually is. We got to make our reality, and we got to make the bullying stop. Mary, tell us a little bit about the kindness campaign.
Yes, the Kindness Club is designed for kids and families. What holds us a little different than most kindness clubs or campaigns is that we don't just focus on the acts of kindness, the things that you do for others. And this is, you know, Terrell will understand this. And part of being in the military, our ethos and our values are how hold two important things. One, we never accept defeat. Two, we never quit. And so part of the mindset and that we use and we establish and we work with kids at a young age and build them up is to embody that, embrace that, that one, it's okay to make mistakes, that you actually learn more by making mistakes, and we encourage mistakes. We'd rather see you try and than it is not to try and just give up. The other part is learning that in order to be happy with your environment, to be happy with what's around you, you have to embrace yourself and who you are, and not just the good parts. And we focus so much on, you know, positive talk, positive mindset. But that only gets you so far in life. That doesn't give you the realism of who you are. So we talk and teach you how to embrace yourself, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And understanding that we are all different. We all have challenges. We all have things that are bad. There's things that we can't do, or there's obstacles that we hit in life. And so we talk a lot about your self-esteem, your mindset, and your environment and who you are around. And understanding that, especially with kids, we educate the parents because they see and learn from home. before they ever go to a school, before they ever get absorbed by social media or TVs, or and how you are as a parent shapes how your kids are going to be. And it may not be something you're doing directly. You know, how we deal with food and how we think about ourselves and we talk about ourselves influences how our kids think about themselves. And so you got to project to your kids at the same time that it's okay that we're not perfect. It's okay that we're wrong. It's okay that we make mistakes. And understanding that is the first step to kindness. And kindness to yourself is just as important, and it's not a selfless act or selfish act. No, that's the misconception, is that when you do things for yourself, that's being selfish. You have to give everything away, or you have to do everything for everybody else. But you can't take care of everybody else until you take care of yourself. So taking that time to do things for yourself is crucial in life.
Mary, I got a cliff note right there, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
It is not cool to be selfish, because if you went through any type of spiritual growth, you're supposed to learn in elementary / kindergarten school that there's something bigger than you. It's number one, it's not about you, it's about his glory. So in the process of learning from an early age that it's not about you, and then when you shift that thought into where we are now and giving everybody their individuality, we all were uniquely designed in his own image. We are the personal representative to the, I call him the divine creator, whoever you said created you. He only made one of y'all. We've been through that fingerprint DNA kind of story. You might heard me say earlier that ain't nobody can do what you do like you do when you do what you do. But what happens again, you guys, is a collaboration. I call it one nation under love. Yeah. He calls himself, he says, I am that I am that I am. I am love. They said misery loves company. Well, so does love. It takes love to recognize love, and that's what we're doing, y'all. We're loving each other. We're loving each other, Mary. I need about 3 minutes right here. I'm going to drop a little piece on you guys. If I need to spell it out for you, here it comes. L-O-V-E. Good. You can spell it. You can chant it. Yeah, you even know the song. But are you giving love? I said, oh, you giving love, or just singing along. L-O-V-E has a special meaning to me. There's more meaning behind the word. Seems a lot more than we've observed. They said one must give love in order to get love. But how can one give what one does not have? More so, how can one do what one has not been taught? Giving love is more than an afterthought. Now, did you think twice about what you did or what you had to say? Or were you just selfish in your reasoning and just did it anyway? Now, tell me about love. Now, doesn't it really, really, really matter to you? But don't you want love, too? So tell me, how does one get what one does not have, what one really wants, what one really needs, what one really deserves, this thing that racks the nerves? Love is more than a word, sometimes a lot more than we even deserve. So wait one more minute. Let me break it down for you. Love is reflected in all you do. It's how you do what you do when you do what you do. Oh, seems I've lost you somewhere along the way. Love is not what you just have to say, but how much love and kindness can you pass somebody else's way? So if you want to experience some love today, then you start by going out and giving some love away. We tell the kids to practice it. Practice doesn't mean you get perfect. Practice means you only get better and better and better at whatever it is that you do. Here's a twist. Don't miss it. Do unto others before. I said before they do unto you, because when you give some love, some hope, and some kindness away, then eventually it will come right back to you. Oh, cliff note, all things work together for the good of those who love. Yeah, back to you, Mary.
Exactly. But The only thing I don't agree with you on is when you're talking about being selfish. And we have
Let me clarify then. I gave you one side. It's not cool to be selfish. It's cool to be self-full. He says, I got to go on to heaven. I can't stay here with you. But if you want me to hang out with you, Rose, if you want me to hang out with you, Mary, if you want me to hang out with you, Terrell, I'm going to take up permanent residence in your heart. What's inside of you is for you. What comes out of you is for everybody else. What do you think when my cup runneth over? He says, I'm love, and I'll fill your heart up with love, but let it overflow. But if you don't take care of you, selfish, if you don't take care of you, not only are you denying you the best that you can be, you're denying the God that you say you serve, because you're now putting somebody else in front of you. So I said it's not cool to be selfish. It's cool to be self-full. What's inside of you is for you. What's inside, what comes out of you, is for everybody else. But if you can't be the best you to you for you, then you can't help nobody else. So you deserve to be self-full. That's why we call it self-motivation. If you don't think you can, whatever you say to you, you're right. The most powerful force in the universe is the power of the human mind. So is a man thinketh, so is he. So if you say, I can do all things, then you're telling the truth. If you say, I can't do that, you're also telling the truth. The truth is the truth is the truth until it ain't.
That's better. Thank you. Because, you know, I like, you know, the example you usually use about being on an airplane. You know, when you are on a plane, they tell you to put the mask on yourself before you put it on your kids. And it's the same thing. You can't help everybody else until you help yourself. And so
the cliff note behind bullying is not for you to be selfish. We got to teach people to be yourself. Be the best you that you can be. When Terrell was talking about his daughters, they can't be nobody else. They're the Wicker twins. They're identical twins. If you look at them, you can't tell them apart. Terrell, what's their names? Is he still there?
Terrell, you were telling me
they're identical, but when one looks on social media and says that these people are saying all kinds of nasty things about her, she's beautiful. She's a little walking angel. She has glowing skin. She dresses good. She looks good. She sounds good. She smells good. If God said it was good, not necessarily in those orders, it must be good. Now, what happens to the bullying to somebody that haven't even done anything wrong? Why does bad things happen to good people for no apparent reason at all, Terrell? Why is your daughter being bullied when she has nothing to do except say kind things? If you want the devil to leave you alone, do some evil stuff. Do some good stuff, Terrell. Pick up that one, Terrell. Why do your daughters get bullied when they're all about kindness and about stopping the bullying?
Well, their name is Yanni and Soleil, and I think it's just, it's, you know, some people's demeanor or, you know, some people's character or personality to just kind of be negative. And some people do it, especially online, to get a response. So that's what I tell the girls a lot of times. A lot of times it's just to get a reaction from you, so they can feel like they're included in what's going on. So, you know, it's something that we, of course, talk about, and we, you know, go over it with the girls and get them to understand that it's not necessarily about you. It's about the person that's doing the bullying.
We're not just fighting against flesh and blood. Spiritualities in high places. Good versus evil. Granddaddy's speaking now. Granddaddy says, country boy, you cannot control what no one else thinks. Country boy, you can't control what no one else says. You can't control what no one else does. Shakespeare put it in a riddle and gave it to Hamlet, to be or not to be. Are you to be a blessing? Are you to be kind or not to be? To be or not to be? It's a choice. Life is nothing but a series of choices that we make. Choose this day who you with. Are you hot or are you cold? I don't want to tell you what happens if you can't not decide, but we want everybody to stand up and be the best you that you can be, and that's why we're calling you out. Every man, every woman, every boy, every girl coming together to help make for a better world. Country Boy calls it One Nation Under Love.
You know, and the reality is most people who are bringing down others are struggling with something themselves. And that's the whole thing with bullying, too, is that bullies usually are bullied themselves, or they're struggling with something internally. And so when we teach kids how to be okay with who they are, it gives them that power to stand up for themselves. And the systems we've been using for years about, you know, go and tell somebody, it didn't work then. What makes you think they're going to work now? So empowering individuals to be who they are, and it's okay to be who they are and be outside the box, decreases problems. And two, when you're happy with who you are, when you get that hate letters or the hate comments on social media, it's not going to bother you as much because it doesn't matter to you what people think. And with social media right now, with so many kids, they use the likes or the comments to make themselves feel better. And we need to teach the kids, all kids, that they don't need that external gratification to be happy.
Mary, if you look at your last text I sent you, I sent you a little video probably about 3 a.m. this morning. It was a school teacher. We're talking about children now. We're going to change the method. Before any one of her 20-plus students can get into the classroom every morning, she has a big, giant walk-up, stand-up mirror right next to her door. In order for you to come into the classroom, you must tell me who you are and tell me something positive about yourself. I am mighty. I am strong. I am resilient. We was born into this world not even knowing our own names. We had to go by what somebody else called us. My nickname was Chubby. They call me Country Boy now, Playboy, Mama's Boy. I've been called stuff all my life. I call Abraham. They call him a liar, a cheater, and a con man. They call Noah drunk. They said Gideon was a little wimp. They say Rahab was a prostitute. Now, you without sin, go ahead. But all are coming together under one big giant cause called love. Love does conquer all. Evil is going to always be there, but when is kindness going to show up and say enough is enough is enough? That's where we are right now. So we're calling you out.
So, Terrell, the man who doesn't sit still, the man who's always on the move, what do you have going on in the works besides the relaunch of Urban Spice?
Well, right now we just basically are, me personally, I'm, you know, kind of focusing on the girls and their career. They're getting ready to start their acting career up. They just shot a movie with Cuba Gooding Jr., and it should be released towards the end of this year. So we've working on trying to get them established and make sure that they have a good base. They'll be 18 next month. So just trying to make sure that they are well established in what they're doing, and they have different outlets and different, you know, areas that they can go into and not just, you know, focus on one. But that's pretty much what we're doing right now.
No.
But you guys are going to be touring too, Terrell? You're taking them on to tour? I know you said you were just in Arkansas. You guys got other things on your calendar that you're going to be going to more soon?
Yeah, this summer we're doing a 23-city tour with the Dream Fest. It's a concert tour that we do with that girl, Lele. She's on Nickelodeon, and she's the headliner. And we go around to different cities and states and bring the kids and entertainment and, you know, have a great time, and also go to schools and talk about stop the bullying and nonviolence. So that's
Terrell,
also coming up.
You sent me a clip, Terrell, on that last concert you guys were doing, and as the cameraman panned the place, we seen that the arena was full of all different kinds of children. But then when you look in standing room area, I noticed that the kids brought their parents with them. And then I noticed that in the front row there was grandparents. This is what we're talking about, you guys. When Terrell came home from the war, his battle wasn't over. His battle was to help make for a better world. You tell me somebody that you know that you have in your friend list, and that's why I'm calling you out, my unsung hero, that you have the audacity and the resilience to be able to talk to the children, talk to the teachers, talk to the parents, bring the grandparents in, call a couple of mayors over from different counties. We're praying together, all men, all women, all different ages, all different creeds, all different cultures, with one common factor, love, you guys. Can you share some love?
Question for you, Terrell.
Go ahead, Mary.
So you're bringing your daughters up. They're very, very pretty. They're in the spotlight. They're on social media. They're everywhere. And we talked about this off the air, you know, yesterday. What do you do, and how are you doing this? Because when you see them, they have a very good relationship with each other. But they also have a good relationship with you. And they seem very grounded. And you hear about all these celebrity kids, you know, that aren't that way. What are you doing that keeps them so grounded?
Good question, Mary.
Yeah, excellent question. Well, me and their mom, I won't take all the credit. We were married, and we are not married any longer. But we work together with them as a group, as a team, and we work to make sure that they stay grounded and you know, in reality instead of. You know, because sometimes a lot the social media world can take you into a fantasy world and have you thinking that you're something that you're not. So we just kind of make sure that we, even though the girls basically started their career on social media on their own, and we just came along to help manage and to direct them in the background sense. They are wonderful, you know, wonderful girls, and they understand the power that they have. They go to the mall and kids come up to them screaming and wanting to take pictures, and you know, it's a new era. You know, before we would come home as kids and we would run and watch the Grady Bunch or all my children or whatever the hottest thing was on TV, and the kids are not doing that anymore. They're running to the internet, and actually they don't even have to run to the internet because their phone is right there in their laps or in their hands, and they, you know, that's what they see and watch every day. So this is a new world. This is a new situation that we in. The internet is here, and it exposes and instantaneously make, you know, people famous. And the girls basically, you know, they caught that wave and they caught that opportunity, and they was prepared, and they, you know, they stayed focused. And, you know, of course, growing up teenagers, we have to, you know, remind them that, you know, you don't have to do certain things to be popular. You don't have to be in certain situations to be popular. You can be popular and also have a, you know, a goal and a good attitude and be positive. So And, you know, that's been our focus ever since we dealt with them.
You know, the one thing you talk about all the time that I just love is that it's always we. It's not them. It's not you. You know, you're not the parent that pushes them into everything. It's a family discussion. It's all about the family and what would be best for them, but you make them part of the decision. Because, you know, you talk about them being 18 next month, so, you know, technically, if you didn't have that close bond, they could turn around and tell you where to stick it and do their own thing and, you know, derail themselves.
Right.
But that's,
right.
But that's real, Mary. We was talking about, Terrell, how you say that things have changed through the era. We don't have to think back very long to what we was asking our parents. I said we was born into this world not knowing our own name. When we was coming up as their age, as their children, we wanted to know where we came from. Now we're telling our parents where to go.
Right. and that's the main thing because, as you know, ever since they was 15 years old, you know, they make up to, you know, maybe $10,000 or more a month. And, you know, at my age, when I was 15, I think I was working at Steak and Ale making, you know, $6-7 an hour. But now with the internet, the possibilities for these kids are really unlimited. And, you know, it's just a matter of doing the right thing and having a great team behind you. And, you know, that's what we kind of pride ourselves in. Their brothers was into music and entertainment, so they kind of picked that up from them. And like Mary said, it's a family situation. It's not, you know, I tell you this and you do this. No, we discuss it. They have input. And, you know, we're really here to direct them and guide them and to help them, you know, accomplish their goals.
You know, we talked about this yesterday off air, you know, you've turned down opportunities because it didn't fit. And it's not that you yourself turned them down, you as a collective, your daughters and you and your mom, you know, your ex, their mom, turned down different opportunities because it didn't fit with your brand and what you want to portray.
So, Mary, that's where Joseph's question came in, Terrell, and you said you have to discern, is it good or is it bad? Is that the message that I want my daughters portraying? If you turn them over and sell them over to the record labels, they tell you what to do. They don't let you have no family discussion. It's about the money. It's not about the message. So when we talked about Urban Spice Magazine being born with integrity, the integrity needs no proof. It is what it is. So when we're speaking truth, people are going to stand up and come against it, but we're not trying to save the whole world. We're trying to save our children. You save your children, each one teach one. We don't have to go viral to be viral. We have enough love amongst us to make the whole world go around. So this is what we're talking about. Jewel Griffin called it synergy. They call it, if you pray into the earth, whatever you put out there comes back to you. This is what the Hope Foundation does. We help people so that they can help other people. We enhance the lives of people that we touch by helping people. Did y'all hear that word? Some people invest their money in stocks, bonds, silver, and gold. And then one more little cliff note before we go. Our business partner who we launched the campaign to is one of the, if not the oldest, and let me get this right, Mary, oldest non-for-profit organizations in southwestern United States, GoldenRuleSociety.org, our business partner, Lynn Kane. You knew him as Tom Cruise. No, it's Lynn Kane, the best fighter pilot in the world. Oh, last year he won International Humanitarian Man of the Year. He didn't nominate himself. The year before that, he was beat out. We found out. We make jokes about it now. You know who beat Lynn Kane out for the oh, I forgot to tell you. He was nominated 5 times for a Nobel Peace Prize, and the person that beat him out was, what was her name, Queen Elizabeth?
No,
Mother
it was
Nature.
No, it was actually the person that beat him out was that Middle Eastern girl. I think it was Afghani. I don't quite remember because I was
Here's my point. He's the top gun. He's a fighter pilot. His non-for-profit organization is over 50 years old. Y'all heard me say earlier, in case you missed it, ain't nobody can do what Lynn Cain does like when he does what he does. Terrell, can't nobody be you. Can't nobody be your daughter's father, mentor, agent, bodyguard, spiritual prayer man, feed them. That's what we're telling everybody. Everybody is so unique in what it is that everybody can do. We want everybody to come together. Doesn't matter what part of the world you're in. You know this last one. It's very spiritual. Watch this. Watch this. Anytime tragedy happens, I remember Ron mentioned to us, our president of the Folk Foundation, call in a special prayer request. The person got hurt during that major football game. And they said, hold it, stop everything, all knees shall bow. We want everybody to take a moment of silence. No bad memories, 9/11. We didn't care where you was in the world. It's noon here when we do the show, but man, it's 3 hours difference in California. My sister's in Florida listening in. She's an hour difference. But we want everybody to take a moment of silence. They didn't say you had to stand up and pledge allegiance to your flag. They didn't tell you to bow your head and close your eyes and call, speak it in tongues. They said, we want everybody to do what you do and pray. That's what we do at Hope every day. When I say we serve up hope for lunch, it tastes great and it's spiritually fulfilling. We have a whole smorgasbord of information and super friends that do all different types of things. When we started uniting the business and the community, now we have a dentist, we have a chiropractor, we have a barber, we have whatever that you need already amongst us. So isn't this wonderful? Can you just imagine for a moment? Einstein says your imagination is a preview for your life-coming attractions. Can y'all imagine that we're getting ready to go viral with hope? Last one. Hope is a grandfather / mother nature to faith, even if you have a much to say. Faith is a substance of things. Hope for. So if you have nothing to hope for, you have nothing to activate that faith that you have, that you say you have. Do y'all have enough faith right now amongst us to stop the bullying, to stop the bullying, show more kindness, treat other people the way that you want to be treated, practice it, do unto others before they do unto you, give some love, some hope, and some kindness away, and eventually it will come right back to you, even if it doesn't come from the person that originated it from. It truly is a blessing to be. Are you to be a blessing?
You know, Terrell, the one thing I really loved about your social media pages, your daughter's, yours, all of them, is that you can see by the videos that the girls and you are happy. And a lot of the videos they post and y'all post are not just choreographed of what they're doing. They're just spontaneous, no hair, makeup done, whatever, just goofing around, having fun.
Right.
And it's showing an example for the young, for kids, that it's okay just to go live and have a video and have fun and not have to be perfect. Have the makeup done, the hair done, the clothes all be perfect. Just having fun and being who you are. And it's a good example for everyone to see that.
Yeah, and I think that's how the girls, you know, got to the spot where they are, because they are so original and so genuine with who they are and, you know, self-confidence and who they are and what their abilities are. And the people just, you know, automatically reacted to them and loved them and loved their personality. So I think that's how what helped them get to the level that they are, just being genuine.
But at the same time, you're going to have to take some credit for that, because they became that because of you and because of their mom and the environment they grew up in.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that. And like I said, since they was 3 years old, I had them on Urban Spice stages. I had them working the books. I had them collecting tickets. I had them, you know, being around all the shows and events and the models and the designers and the artists and the makeup artists. And so they seen a lot. And me and my partner laugh all the time and said the girls, even though they was, you know, stood out, they were the last ones among everybody that we thought would reach this level of, you know, popularity or fame. So, you know, it's a blessing that things worked out like they did.
Cheryl, can I drop one more on you real fast before we sign off here?
Yes, sir. And then
a lot of people live a whole lifetime. I love the word super friends because different talents, different. A lot of people live a whole lifetime and never have the opportunity to meet their heroes. Would it be fair to say, Terrell, that your heroes are your daughters?
Oh, yeah, definitely. My kids are definitely my
raise them up the way you should have them to go, Terrell. High five you, sir. I love you, man. I love your daughters. I love the image. I love the movement that they're putting about. And I love what you're doing to help bring peace amongst our people, stop the bullying wherever we go. And, again, it starts with me and it starts with you. We love you, sir. Thank you for joining us. And we're going to make sure and have you back again. I was getting ready to ask you, where can we get your books?
Oh, yeah, it'll be coming out soon.
Well, when you're ready to release it, let us know, and we'll have you on to promote it. But, you know,
definitely.
I was going through my daughter's YouTube stuff because she's got her own little rated YouTube channel. And when I was talking to you this weekend and we're working things out, your daughter goes, I know them. I follow those girls. Those are the girls. That's why I like doing what I do. So, you know, you got 8-year-olds, my daughter's one of them, that knew who you guys were before I knew who they were. Using,
right. And that,
giving
her
a voice to speak out, because she was very self-conscious. And she still is. She's getting better. But getting her to be able to sing the show, and that was unedited. That was 10 minutes of her singing a song that she made up as I was setting up a show, or getting her to do that was, you know, astronomical for us. So, you know, they're on the right path. It's great that they are doing what they're doing, because it shows kids like mine that there are girls out there that have a voice, and that it's okay to have that voice.
Right, and I agree with you 100%, and we get that all the time from a lot of different parents and a lot of different, you know, just kids and teenagers and young adults. And, you know, we just love to be able to be that spotlight and be that, you know, that light in the darkness of a lot of, you know, kids that don't think that they can do it. And we encourage them to let them know that they can do it and they can be, you know, stand-up citizens and not have to be into the pressure, peer pressure and the way things are today. So we're just happy that we're able to be in that spot.
Last question before you go.
Go ahead, Mary.
Is because of the impact your daughters make, how do they handle because they understand what they're doing and that the impact they make, how do they deal with the gravity of that?
Well, I think they deal with it good. Of course, their mom, she definitely keeps them grounded. But I think they deal with it pretty good, and they're not, you know, they're not arrogant. When we go to our shows, when they're at the malls, the kids come up while they're eating, can we take pictures? And, you know, we always, really always say yes, and we take that time out with the fans and with our supporters, and, you know, we just appreciate it more so than, you know, they're giving us the appreciation of what we're doing. So I think that they handle it pretty good, and they're able to do that because of the family structure and the team that we have around them, and basically the way that they was raised to, you know, to give back and to not think it's, you know, too much to ask for to do something to make somebody else smile or make somebody else happy. So we do that.
Terrell,
we do
that's excellent. Here's my last one, Mary. Monday, this past Monday, we did a shout out to the President's Day. I didn't even know what President's Day was until Mary told me. I want to shout out to your wife because Mary pointed out that you said we. Oh, I'm an interpreter. Let me interpret that in French for y'all. We. Yes. We can together. Shout out to your wife, Terrell, your mother of those beautiful children, your co-partner who deserves to say Happy Mother's Day to her. Go away. I don't want to feel like being your mother today. Shout out, Mary. Mother's Day. Y'all got children. Y'all never take a day off. You never say, I don't have time for you. And the last one, Terrell, as you continue, my grandmother, as you continue to let your little light shine and Yanni and your other daughter lets her little light shine, it will unconsciously allow other people to let their little light shine too. Smile and the world will smile back at you. Frown and the world will frown back at you. Terrell, you have blessed with a special anointing. You've been blessed with a beautiful wife that had two, not just one, a double portion blessing. Shout out to you, your family, and as you continue to go out, you're not just one of those religious people that says, I should be blessed in my going and my coming. You are the blessing, sir. Keep doing what you're doing. Let your little light shine, and it will unconsciously allow other people to do the same. We love you, sir.
All right, and I appreciate you guys, Country Mary, and your panel, and, you know, for having me on and letting me, you know, speak to the community about, you know, the positive things that we're doing here in Atlanta and throughout the country.
Thank you for being here today. I'm honored for you to be here. We're out of time for today. Join us back here tonight at 9 Eastern, and it is Spiritual Call with Marketplace Ministries. Tomorrow is Travel Tuesday. So have a good day, have a good week, and we'll see you back here tonight. Bye for now.
Bye-bye. Good day, everybody.
Good day.